coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. This is the Hagman Report without the proper attire. My apologies, folks. We've been working in the field doing investigation surveillance. This is our number 30 of an extended field operation. And
we got back in the studio just in time.
Just in time. We were almost late for our own show. How do you like that? So what you see is what you get. But, you know, we're not the chair force, okay? We're not just the chair force. We're out there in the field working. And whether it's from the back of a surveillance van or on top of a roof, that's right, you heard me right. Depending on the time of day and the conditions, okay, it's conducting surveillance. And what this is all about, and my guest, of course, he's not even a guest, he's part of the program, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. He knows what's going on. And let me just kind of give you a brief overview. What you're seeing on the world stage right now is being propelled by, obviously, minions in the field, all right? When I say minions in the field, I'm talking about Luciferian Satanist criminals, criminal activity, what normal people would consider pathological or psychopathic stuff. And I just want to say that the blood of the innocent is the currency of the globalists. So what you have taking place right now, as I see it, as an investigator, for the first time since I've been doing this, is a convergence of assets in the field, all right, which we're looking at, that are a part of the larger global picture. First, the larger local, larger state, a larger federal picture, but even a larger global picture. All right, so we're doing our best to bring to you information that you can act upon, or that you can at least understand what's going on. Because when we say, for example, look, there's child trafficking going on, well, okay. But for what reason? Is it just for the perversity of the child trafficking? No, it's not just for that. There are other reasons for that. I'm not going to get into it, but frankly, Steve Quayle has been a fighter in this fight. He's done some amazing support work for our field work I'm not going to get into it. I'm just not going to. But suffice it to say that without Steve's help, and his assets, the team that Steve has, we would be in the dark about a number of things, which speaks to, I'm just going to say this, the projects that he's working on constantly, the glyphs in there. I can't even pronounce that word, but you know what I'm talking about, the glyphs and such. Okay. So, because a lot of the communication, believe it or not, of these minions in the field, these assets in the field, it is in code. Well, what's the code? It's old angelic writings. And by angelic, I'm not talking about the good angelic writings. So satanic writings, if you will. So when, you know, and this is why, by the way, this also, I wasn't going to say this, but I'm going to say this now. This is why when people stand up and talk about, you know, satanic pedophilia and everybody, oh, he's a satanic pedophilia. They're satanic, you know, and they water this down. They dilute it where everything is satanic pedophilia. Okay. And they call us satanic pedophiles. This is why we have to fight back, because it hurts the cause. People don't know what to believe, and it gets diluted and deluded as well. So hopefully I made that clear on one subject. But having said all of that, you know, we saw today just a horrific homicide bombing outside of the Kabul airport. 13 plus dead, many wounded, including three of our own, three Marines. Hey, Mr. Marbles, how's that working out for you? And all of you dumb idiots out there, and I mean you stupid morons who were offended by the tweets of Donald Trump. But look, I'm not sticking up for Donald Trump. I'm just saying you wanted change because, oh, your precious little feelings were hurt. Well, how you liking it now? As we bring home our Marines in Kabul who are stranded, purposely stranded. And by the way, what you're seeing in Afghanistan, it's not bad policy. It is, in my view, planned. And how does all of this connect together? Without further ado, I'm going to bring Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com on. Folks, if you're not listening to Steve Quayle on his podcast, you're missing out. The information is weeks ahead. He's called much of what we're seeing right now weeks ago. He's called this weeks ago. And his sources are absolutely impeccable. He's warned me about stuff weeks ahead, and we've conveyed it on this program. And folks, if you want to believe it, great. If you think everything is rosy out there and this is just one of the blips, speed bumps in the course of life, then God bless you. Go ahead and keep drooling on your shirt and walking around with the jab and, a proud, hey, I've been vaccinated, it's the sticker, and God bless you. Go with God. All right, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Make sure you, I'm telling you right now, make sure you subscribe to his podcast, and also make sure that you have a copy of the DVDs, Extinction Protocol, because that laid everything out, what we're seeing right now. Steve, how are you doing, sir?
Good, Doug. And again, I commend you and Russ and the team out in the field. You know, a lot of times over the years, I've gotten the statement, why don't you tell us what we really need to know? I've tried to do that. But more importantly, the average person cannot embrace the true fallen angel hatred and contempt for humanity in which they destroy the most innocent. I'm sorry, I'm going to move my camera down a little bit. The most innocent and the most vulnerable in our whole country. And that's the little children, and that's obviously the children in the womb. Ladies and gentlemen, where the Glyphtionary, I'm just going to call it the Glyph Project because I get caught up in my own term, and it's going to be officially named the Glyph Project. The interpretation of those glyphs, and I don't know if I'm okay to say this, Doug, if I'm not, stop me, but gave the plans, the battle plans of what evil, and I won't tell what it is, what evil was going to be done to Russ's team and Doug and everyone involved in the project in explicit detail. So explicit, I had to pray whether I would send it to Russ is a big boy, but ladies and gentlemen, I'm calling you all that are real intercessors to pray and cover Russ Dizdar, Doug Hagman, Eric, the entire team that's investigating the field. By the way, I really do believe prayer works. And the bottom line is that we're at this juncture, and I'm going to say something, Doug. Even the multiples, the people that are demon-possessed, are talking about they know this is their time now to make war on the Christians. Is that an accurate statement?
I've heard it from their own mouths.
Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to share something. We're going to talk today about the vaccination card, okay? The VAX-ASS, asses. INATON, the vaccination card. And what is really problematic is most Christians who rolled over for the vaccine are held in contempt beyond those Christians who haven't, because in essence, they consider the Christians of no value, and I'm talking about the DHS, and I call the DHS the Department of Human Sacrifice. And I think, Doug, this would be a good time, if you would, to read Hal Turner's story yesterday that was posted late last night. I honored his request. He called me early morning, and I'll read the headline. Covert Intel, Homeland Security, Vaccine Cards with Chip Coming to USA. Can't even buy gasoline without the vax. Now, prior to that, and I think it's 3 or 4:30 in the morning, and I'm trying to send Doug, and I won't name the other people that get these, as I get all these intel briefings, I send them to them try in real time, unless I fall asleep for another hour or two. But the point being is that, Doug, if you would have scroll down to the part that Eric has highlighted, if you would read that, please, I would really appreciate it. It'll help me to save my voice for sure. The rest of the show.
And yes, please, save your voice. And I just want to add something before I read this. Folks, how do you think this stuff is going to be implemented? But it's going to be implemented by using people within the departments, within DHS, within the police departments, within the various agencies who, how can I put this? And I'm like Steve, I'm like you. It's hard to, you've got to be very judicious in what you say, but there are people who have sworn their souls to the Luciferian agenda. And you could be, and folks, if you're a member of DHS and you're a Christian, you're a good person, look around you because you don't know who that person next to you might be. Okay. So having said that, and that's what we're looking at. We're looking at the individuals who are tasked with the implementation of this at the granular level. So having said that, let me read this pursuant to Steve's request. The assessment within the Department of Homeland Security is that they won't have any problems implementing this with the liberal left or the useful idiots. And boy, what a great phrase. As for what they called the Trump supporters, in quotes, it is the assessment of the Homeland Security that there may be a few riots here and there, but in the end, the conservatives do nothing like they always do. Isn't that the truth? That's my opining there. Yes, they bitch a lot amongst each other, but in the end, they do nothing. Further, Homeland Security used the theft of the November 2020 election as justification for their view on the vax passport. They are openly saying inside the Department of Homeland Security that if the election was stolen for Biden, the Trump people did nothing. If it was actually stolen, if it were actually stolen, the Trump people would still be rioting to this day. So the fact that they aren't shows that the conservatives are all talk and no action. Opining again, the chair force, the keyboard warriors, and the detractors, if I can add that too. They will do exactly as they are told. Isn't that what we're seeing today? Steve?
Well, Doug, again, and thank you, Eric, for that. What we're talking about, lady, is the vaccination card. And I want people to understand something. And, you know, I said, since I started on talk radio 26 years ago, I said that they're not coming for the guns. They're coming to blow the gun owners away. And I've heard Second Amendment talk. I've been one of the strongest proponents of the Second Amendment. And what I'm telling you is this, that they are truly going to come at some point to take the guns away. The military equipment, and again, they are making war on the white man. And Cliff High has an interesting, Cliff High of Webbot, fame has got some interesting takes on that. Because, and it's, you know, you can sign up for his podcast on, I think, on BitChute, and it's called halfpasthuman.com. But what's happening, Doug, is this, that you and I have been mocked incessantly since we started together, I don't know, however many years ago. And ladies and gentlemen, I remember when I was accused all the time, and this isn't a mea culpa, I'm not sticking up for myself, but telling people there will need to have food, excuse me. And the two most precious commodities will be potable water, in other words, water you can drink, and food. And contrary to all of the paid shills, the demon-infested We Hate Doug and Steve groups, all of the false lies, the lying devil that we got a $4.5 million judgment against, who brags openly we'll never basically live to collect it, who goes around the country and people will ask him on camera, what about Doug and Steve Quayle and, Russ Dizdar. And what about Craig Sawyer? And he won't answer on camera. He says, I'll wait until the cameras are off. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Those of you who are into his way of looking at theology, you better be warned, because those are false accusations. And this is no legal threat. Your threats comes from the living God. There's so many people, Doug, I'm afraid, that think that they just die, they go to be to heaven because they held a Hebrew roots position, or they held an impotent Christian position. And at the end of the day, I'll tell everybody, and I keep reminding myself, do I see the fulfillment of Scripture as it pertains to the start of the tribulation and tribulations, or are we seeing just a little run-up? And I don't use any future tense. The demons coming out of demon-possessed people, they're being having the demons actually cast out. The multiple personalities that are basically, they're all extolling the coming of the Great One. The Great One is Satan, ladies and gentlemen, in the form of the Antichrist. The Antichrist isn't a system. Of course, his system could be called that. The book, you know, and I think it's what, 1 John or 2 John talks about that there are many antichrists that have gone out from amongst us. Now, listen to this. Any spirit that denies that Jesus Christ is Lord and come in the flesh is the spirit of antichrist. There goes the whole Democratic Party. There goes, maybe with a couple exceptions, and there goes the majority of the Republican Party, because they've all sold out to Lucifer. And again, there are a few exceptions. The majority is in the Luciferian camp.
And you know, Steve, if I can interject here,
yeah, please.
You know, okay, so people, and I was one of these people. Okay, I would think, all right, now, when Steve talks like this, or when we talk like this, your mind kind of jumps to the movie The Exorcist, where you think, okay, you got Linda Blair in the bed, you know, head spinning around and spitting out pea soup, right? Okay, that's kind of the picture you get of a demon possessed individual. You know, where you got an exorcist and all this. Folks, no. Get that out of your head, all right? Some of the most chilling things I've ever heard, and I've been doing this 35 years, like you've been doing radio for that long. You know, the most chilling things I've heard come from normal, absolutely suit-wearing, dress-wearing people who say, who say, we're here. We are among you. We are going to take your God. You know, we're at war with your God. We're going to take you down. We're coming for the Christians. You have no idea how many there are of us. And I'll tell you what, Steve, and I don't know if you heard what I don't think I've sent it to you yet. The most chilled to the bone. I mean, you know, it was 92 degrees where I was listening in the back of a van. And I got to tell you, it was all of a sudden I was ice cold after hearing this. So what I'm saying to you is, folks, get that picture of some ghoul out of your head. These are people who are after you as Christians, you as believers in the God of the Bible. And their intent, and convinced that they're going to win. So I just wanted to punch that in there. So the mental image doesn't override.
Well, no, this is real time, Doug. This is real time field work being done
right
now. And so that's what's critical. Now, why, ladies and gentlemen, the vaccination card? And we're going to talk about that in depth, because what you've got to understand, and I didn't have any clue of the depth of what's going to go on when it comes to this and what they're planning. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the vaccination card will be your ticket to buy everything. At some point, all federal payment programs will be cut off if you don't have the vax card. So, Eric, can you put up on the screen the red letter edition now? And then, Doug, you're welcome to read it if you want. Again, I'm trying to save my voice. I got the crud again in my chest.
No worries.
Yeah. And so, Eric, if you can put up the red letters, and we'll wait for it. But here's the deal. Every place you go, just before it then, every place you go, you're going to be tracked.
I'll read this if you'd like. It's up. Do you want me to read this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, read it. Read it down through. You know, just 6:6 where it says there are other. You know, go ahead and start at the top.
All right. Now to the total danger, if you can not already see it. And I hope, folks, you can see it. When they issue the card, they will not tell you that at some point in the future, you cannot buy or sell without having your national ID card. The next line, or the next one. They will not, thank you. They will not tell you that each person has a ration limit based on age, size, health status, and recommended doctor diet, etc. They will not tell you that fuel use is based on your assigned travel authority. They will not tell you that your energy use is based on several factors, most of which are outside of your control. They will not tell you that your transactions of any type can be terminated if you do not comply with the ever-changing current set of rules to live by. Do you want me to stop there or keep going?
No, keep going to the 6:6 and you can stop
there. Okay, 6:6. Here we go. There are other things under discussion to be rolled out later and dumped on people without warning. And I've seen those, as Steve Quayle has as well. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. And now, Eric, I sent you the other one that starts out the details of what's, and it's the, I think I, it was the one I said, next one's coming. It's in black and white. I said, sorry, I forgot to include those details. And if we could put that up, and Doug, again, if you would read those. Again, I'm just trying to save my voice. Go ahead, Eric, if you would. It's the one that I think I sent right after the one that Doug just read.
All right, stand by here. We're getting that together. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network with Steve Quayle. All right. Did I get a copy of that? Yeah, it's up on the screen right now, folks. If you're watching this, you can look at this on screen. Did I get a copy of that?
I can try to blow it up for you.
Yeah, please do that.
Have to move around the screen.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, folks. The preview monitor, despite my new specs, the preview monitor is a little bit. There you go. Now, if you kind of give me straight here. There we go. All right. All the government money related to services will be cut at some point if you do not get the vax jab. Wow, big surprise there, right? Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, women and children money, food stamps, etc. Read this next information carefully, even two or three times, so it sinks in. It's that important. All right. Next line. When the cards are first distributed, it will be done in such a way that it looks helpful. Oh, isn't that just... Yeah, and not dangerous. Read this sentence again and memorize it. Paper cash and coins will be pulled from the retail market slowly over September and October. And we're seeing that. So, okay, next line. As the day... of force majeure, literally, all accounts in all USA-based banks will be worthless, as that is the full meaning of force majeure. Thanks, Eric, man, you're the man. This means that all the accounts in all the banks will cease to exist. Now, folks, can you imagine that? Okay, all remaining cash, normal U.S. dollars and petrodollars and stocks and bonds are dollar denominated, become worthless, which are dollar denominated, which will become worthless. Which, by the way, just let me interject something real quick here. Folks, the petrodollar just took a real big hit Tuesday with Russia saying, hey, we will take care of you, Saudi Arabia, because obviously America can't even get their crap together in Afghanistan. Okay. So, next one. Since the UK and the EU will be forced to follow their banking systems and stocks and bonds and cash become worthless, China money will collapse as well, being tied so tightly to the US dollar. And folks, this is what Steve had said long, I mean, forever. He's been saying this, that this is my stuff and I'm my opining now. Russia will be untouched because they have already dumped all dollar holdings. Again, think back to this week. What did we see? Russia, Saudi Arabia, petrodollar, goodbye. All right. Next line. SS of the activation date. What is that?
Yeah, Doug, that should be as of the activation date.
Thank you. Okay. I'm glad I'm not the only one that makes typos. As of the activation date, the new OPEC protection agreement, agreements, plural, the only way to buy oil will be real verified gold or Russian rubles. Again, we saw it happen this week. After force majeure is called sometime after that, then all hell breaks loose because the non-vaxxers will not be able to get one of the new bank accounts tied to the national ID card. Of course, folks. It will not matter anyway because there will not be any food to buy even if you are vaxxed up to the top and your card has money in it, I should say. So, in other words, even if you have the card, there's not even any food. What did Steve on this program, along with Ice Age Farmers, say? Right, the very same thing essentially. I repeat, there will be no food you can buy. So, what is the point of surrendering your soul to Satan when God, in fact, can do things other ways when needed? And that, folks, that line is so important to understand. Steve, I'm sorry I took so long with that, but
No, it wasn't. My apologies. I should have shrunk the thing down. But here's the bottom line. And you know, Doug, I've used the bottom line, probably overused it, 1,659,432. And it comes from a business background. At the end of the day, you want to know what's the bottom line. If you've got money with a stockbroker, what's the bottom line? If you bought gold and silver, what's the bottom line? But the bottom line in all this is just as Christians in ancient Rome or the revitalized, you know, Holy Roman Empire, they had to exist outside the system. God, the point that the Intel guy is making on that is, listen, there's no food for you Christians. You're being destroyed, but they will make you think on an empty promise that if you just take the vax, you can have the food. They're in the process of killing off 90% of the Earth's population. Now, the Bible says they won't succeed to that degree, but they're sure going to make a good stab at it. A third of the life and a third of the life, you take a third of, let's say, 7.5 billion, that's 2.5. You take a third of 5.5 billion. I'm doing this in my head. So if I'm off, please forgive me. That's 1.85 billion or right around there. So let's just call it 4.5 billion people. That's a lot of people to die. And now for the next graph, this is really critical. Doug, I introduced the Deagle Report, I think probably close to 7 years ago. And many thanks to Stefan Sanford of All News Pipeline for doing the research on this. And Eric, that's the yellow graph, because I think it's important that Pete, thank you so much. This is critical. This is critical, Doug. This one was put out in 2015, but I'll just draw everybody's attention down to the bottom, quarter. Eric, it's where it says forecast 2025. If you could, you know, excerpt that and blow it up. If not, look at where, yeah, there you go. Just to make sure the population, they're talking about the population of the United States being 61 million. In 2020, the report read 100 million, and that's to make room for the extra population increase after the 2015 report. So what you're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, is the unabridged, unmanipulated Deagle Report. Now, this was put out by a think tank with incredibly close ties or proximal factoring to the Rockefeller Foundation, the leading eugenicist in the world. maybe you could fight that over with the Rothschilds. But here's the thing. Brothers and sisters, the great vaccination of the global population is underway. The real numbers of the people dead, murdered to date, I'm told by people in the background, 300,000. Does that basically disagree with the Center for Disease Creation? Absolutely. Does that disagree with the National Institute of Health? Absolutely. So are you going to believe the word of a bunch of liars? Are you going to believe that what you're seeing on the YouTube of people so demonstrably destroyed before your eyes? Are you going to take the word of real doctors and nurses? And by the way, I'm calling all my podcast listeners and every single Hagman listener that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ and knows how to pray for the doctors and the research scientists and the nurses. God bless each and every one of you, nurse, from my heart to yours. Thank you. And Doug, you and I did a program almost 15 years ago when the whole red list, blue list, you know, green list thing came out. The man who gave it to me, his first name was Gary. He was murdered. And he basically said, Steve, you're going to watch two words disappear, love and compassion. He said, you're going to watch, and these were his words, militant lesbians attain the highest ranks in the land. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is, and I'm on record as saying this, and the thing is that, you know, Janet Reno obviously was a first, I would say, obvious manifestation of that. But even Hitler's guards, he realized that there's a certain mental capacity, and I'm not saying that all lesbians are like this. I'm not saying they're all violent. But what I am saying is this, Doug, is that the killing is going to go on pretty much uncontested. And ladies and gentlemen, when I as a Christian, when you as a Christian, when we get together and we talk, well, how is God going to take care of us? Well, how did he take care of the children in the wilderness? I'm on record. Those who can follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth, at least those who are alive at that time, will probably be led out in the wilderness. I'm talking into cities and places that God can protect. As Henry Gruber saw different domes, like giant domes over the area of God's people praying, and the Russian and the troops that were trying to destroy everything and everyone, they couldn't see it. It was invisible to them. And I don't know where they are. Thank you, Lord. I don't know where they are because God will show us at the time. Just like he shared with, Corrie Ten Boom in The Hiding Place. She said her dad will only give her the ticket to get on a train when she was going from one town in Germany to another when she was on the train so she wouldn't lose it. Where God's miracles are manifest is in the wilderness. Where God's miracles are manifest is when there's no other fallback position. And Doug, I know this. I know, and I've lost you, Lop. We've lost some of the most wonderful, loving, caring, generous people. They've gone to be with the Lord. And it breaks my heart. My emails, if I had to share, I'll share two words, you know, absolute brokenness and despair in the people of God. I'm talking my emails, and I'm not talking everyone, okay? And ladies and gentlemen, a lot of those people, you and I, we are helping, are the widows. And I'm asking God for miracles for widows. I'm asking God for miracles, and I mean this, miracles for nurses, for doctors, for research scientists. I'm asking miracles for those of good faith on the Hagman Report. I'm asking God to literally, Lord, rid Doug's platform of the evil ones. And, you know, one of my listeners, your listeners, Doug, sent me this little plaque, handmade, and it says, expect miracles. And, you know, we've grown
we've got the best listeners and viewers in the world. We really do. God bless that person.
And we're not flattering anybody. But, ladies and gentlemen, the response, and I'll tell you this, when it comes to my listeners needing to know something, And I make no apologies for it. You know, the support you guys have given to me in the precious metals business, in the books and videos thing, I reinvest that in Expeditions. I reinvest that in other movies, and just even the trailer to Mega Drought. I was trying to think which movie. Mega Drought and Vanishing Waters is having an effect all over the world. Because, see, even though the majority of that trailer is geared to the U.S., the whole movie is geared worldwide. And it's an impossibility, yet I believe it's going to get done. And to the best of my ability, to the best of Daniel Holding's ability, the different people involved, and quite candidly, there are only one, two, three, four people involved in this film right now. And so, you know, I mean, we're doing stuff, and I mean, we're all working like 18-hour days. That's not a complaint. But it's so important that God's people be given the truth. And so I again want to thank you for the ability that your generous donations go through the pipeline to the people. And someday I'm going to do it, and I apologize, I'm just so out of time. Somebody sent me an email from Australia, Doug. They said, well, when you got an extra spare 5 hours, watch this video. I'm hard pressed sometimes to find an extra 5 minutes. And I don't mean that to sound like anything other than that's how many projects I got going.
And let me just add this, because don't be offended, okay? Because I sent Steve something for his assessment, and it was an hour and 33 minutes or something. He said, "Are you kidding me?" And I laughed. I said, "I'm sorry, Steve. I should, you know, I get it, brother. Yeah.
I read over 300 birthday cards. Not all of them. I'm maybe two thirds of the way through, because you took the time to basically send me some marvelous testimonies. And Doug, I've got a pile of them. You know, I had to move them over to the chair because they wouldn't fit behind me.
And you read them all, and that's a great thing. See, I don't want to interrupt you, but people, if you don't hear from us, we can't respond to everything, okay? But we read everything, and we take everything to heart. You know, that's well intentioned, don't we? I mean, that's a fair statement. We just can't get to everybody, because you and I, you read your mail, I read my mail, don't we? I mean.
Well, yeah, I just have, you know, tried to avoid the two word emails that start out with A, B, C, D, E, F, the sixth letter of the alphabet. I want to read this because this is a recently widowed woman. Brother Steve, you've done so much. Now, I want to give God the glory, okay? But I want you to hear this. Your books, Q Files, videos, and words of wisdom have brought me back to Jesus. I first say, Lord, they did? Seriously. My precious husband passed into heaven 3.5 months ago, so I understand the loneliness that comes suddenly. Your honesty and love for our Lord is the stability in the crazy time. Thank you for all you do and share. And this is from Susan J. And I just want to show people, again, probably somewhere, I'm sorry, I can't, yeah, there you go. You know, so many people are thanking us for the Hagman platform, which goes worldwide. And I want to thank Brother Scott for sticking up for me. And Doug, you know this. It's not that we want to always be defending ourselves. I get accused of that too. Good night. One brother said, Steve, I don't know how you do it. And I haven't answered him back, I won't even give his handle out because I don't want him to get any heat. But the bottom line is that I've looked in the mirror, honestly. Trust me, I do look in the mirror. And I say, God, I can't go on. And I do mean that, Doug. How many times have you and I had talks? And I said, brother, I'm ready to just pack it up. And somebody will send me an email when I've barely even spoken that, and they'll say, God told me you're discouraged. Continue on. And again, so when people say, how can you do it? The answer is by the grace of God.
Amen.
And Doug, you and I both know what I would call crybaby voices. They've never had one death threat. They've never had multitudes of the accusations that have been given. You know, and yet when one person says anything about them, you'd think it's the end of the world. So what is important is that I think that God, you know, puts us out in front to basically take the brunt. I hate that. I would like to go on a cruise for a while and not be the bow. I wouldn't literally go on a cruise, by the way. Be on the bow of an icebreaker, break an ice, you know, or the tip of the spear. And the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, you know, people say, well, if you weren't over target, you wouldn't get so much flack. Wait until you're the target and let's see how you handle the flack.
And you know something, Steve, I'm starting to get those emails where the people who are aware of what's going on, who have listened to you and listened to me, listened to you specifically, you know, they're out there, they're trying to educate their families, their friends, their coworkers, and they're getting those, that kind of response. Okay. And they're emailing me saying, okay, I get it now. I understand. So folks, it's going to be you in those crosshairs and you getting the death threats. Oh, you think being canceled off, you know, hey, I got Facebook jailed for, you know, 30 days. Oh, boo hoo. Wait. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Can I tell you something? I think there should be what are those things? Social network site called Crybaby Chronicles, where people that have hangnails and have been put into YouTube prison or Twitter twatters, you know, whatever that thing is. Because ladies and gentlemen, we got to toughen up. We've got to toughen up. And part of the process is giving you the truth. And before the living God, I read it over and over. God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They perish. They perish. That means you die. You deny what God tells you. You deny. You die. And I used to have a little statement, denial unto death. And then, excuse me, to the critics, I came up with denial unto damnation. Well, who are you to judge? If you're fearful, you're a coward, you're unbelieving, you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, and probably three of the people I know that, you know, are mutual nemesises, probably two of them are mine, you know, they're done, they're finished. And you know, again, they think that they're just, oh, they're doing God a favor. Well, you'll have to stand before them. And I think that's why, Doug, God gave me the ability to be brought before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ with Jesus on a white, just glorious, like, bench, judge's bench. And it wasn't for damnation. It was for the reward of the righteous. The Lord let me know that that's what I was there. And when he looked at me, he asked me a question. He said, Steve, why when I've given you so much, have you done so little? For the record, I'm not trying to guilt anybody. This applied specifically to me. And I bowed my head and I said, Lord, forgive me. Give me another shot at it. And so I'm running the race. I stumble. Well, I actually shouldn't say that. I'm walking the race, you know. And if it hadn't been for everybody praying for me, I would have had complete knee replacement surgery. And I'm a really bad patient, okay? So that God answered prayers. And I want to thank all of you who pray for Doug's safety. And I'm going to say it again, Russ's safety and his team's safety and those who are out there in the field, Eric and others, ladies and gentlemen, they're fighting hell face to face. Everybody can just, you know, like you go into a church and somebody breaks out in demonic manifestation. I would guess the pastor in those churches would wish he would have had adult shaped diapers. I'm not making fun of anybody that has those issues. But what I'm saying is I'm trying to tell you this, that we are encountering now a new, full-scale, frontal, unveiled attack. I'll give you a good example, Doug. The technology exists from voice to a cranial, your brain, your skull.
Yep.
Technology where they can even play, supposedly, the voice of God into your head. And again, Cliff High, and I got an email from someone in Australia who doesn't know Cliff, was talking about, in essence, people who are anti-vaxxers, hearing almost the same script in their head, go ahead and take the vax. It'll really just be easier for you. Take the mark. It'll just be easier for you. I'm not going to argue with somebody. I tried to resolve this. I believe a lot of Christians who took the vaccination will die before their time. I believe a lot of them already have. That doesn't mean they're not saved. It doesn't mean they're not going to go to heaven. It just means this. The failure to discern the body of Christ is mentioned in communion. And when Jesus says, what fellowship has, not Jesus, but Paul said it, what fellowship has light with darkness? The point is you cannot not look at your body as something other than what you think it is. And it's just like this. I know brothers and Jesus and girls who have repented, but it was as they were dying of a smack overdose. Yes. It was as they were vomiting over Seconal, as they're mainlining this drug, that drug. And I've heard some of the most marvelous testimonies. You see, Doug, we get to go with the angels, TWA, traveling with angels, because God commands his angels at this point to go in to the highways and byways and compel the people that quite candidly believe they're black sheep. I was going to have a fellowship one time. It was going to be called Brotherhood of the Black Sheep, okay? Just meaning the people that absolutely were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, but if they walked in to a church service with me, man, there'd be more crosses brought out. I used to have one, buddy. And they would absolutely be terrified. As the British say, they'd be puddling their britches, lad. They'd be puddling their britches. So the thing is that the confrontation will no longer leave the people of God alone.
That's a brilliant, profound statement. The confrontation will no longer leave the people. And we're seeing that at ground level, at the granular level right now. And to what you said earlier, I just have to punch in with this. Eric and I sat across from an individual within the last several days, that's all I'm going to say, who said, you know, we have ways that you don't know about that can be put thoughts into your head through electronic means, okay? And again, chills. And so this is not what Steve is talking about. From that to this black sheep brotherhood, shall we say, this is all real. And all of you watching and listening, you're going to get a taste of this if you haven't already. I'm sorry. I just wanted to punch that in there. So go ahead, sir.
No, never apologize. You know, the deal is that one of the things that I think everyone is going to come to grips with, if they haven't already, is the price increases in food. As I think it was, I forget who, maybe Michael Snyder, Economic Collapse, he said, if the average price has gone up of food 31%, how many people got 31% price, what is it called, salary increases? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make this so clear. Henry Kissinger told you what was going to happen. With oil, they control nations. With food, they control people. This is people control. This is absolute camp time. And a camp meeting means that if you're separated, and here's what I'm praying, you guys. I want you to know this. The most horrible thing I can think of is a father, a husband, a grandfather, which actually I would rather be called big brother, but that's okay. I mean, their big brother. My wife goes crazy when I say that to my grandchildren. And they say, Brother Steve. And I say, no, you can call me Grandpa again. The bottom line is that we're at this point now where history, Doug, the communist Marxists in the classroom have divorced the, I'd say this, from the 1964, time period on, divorced people from true history. I want to make a statement, ladies and gentlemen. In the last 24 hours, the entity known as the Secretary of Defense the entity. And when I say entity, that is the most non-human nice thing I can say. I know what I'd like to say. I know how I'd like to say it. But have ordered the Air Force, a specific air wing, to totally be vaccinated by tomorrow, the 27th. And Doug, I'll try and get that picture, you know, or that article and put up. It's on my website right now, stevequayle.com. I want to make it clear to everyone. From the beginning, I did not change my tune. I said the Wuhan virus was a bioweapon. From the beginning, I said it was the first guy, and please, this is to put my foot down the throat of my detractors, and I mean that, about race-specific bioweapons and Operation Coast. Before you knock me, go and look it up. Because someone says, well, you sound like you're angry all the time. The Bible says there's a point where you can be angry at sin, yet America doesn't even know it's being judged for a sin they deny. But I never changed my theme. I never changed it. Good night. I wrote the book Breed No Evil 25 years ago. Thank you. Thank you, Eric. The bottom line is, you guys, and everybody listening to this, as a bioweapon, and if the numbers I'm hearing, Dr. Sherry says 200,000 dead. My sources say 300,000 dead. So if we combine them and average them as 250,000, then ladies and gentlemen, the most sinisterly, wicked, freaking freak show from hell is to kill the American military by giving them an experimental vaccine. And the one the FDA gave the approval of is one that isn't even available for 2 years, according to Dr. Robert Malone, who invented the messenger RNA. Again, Eric, put that back up. I just want people to see one thing again, if you wouldn't mind, on that article. Do you understand what I'm saying, everyone? The Chinese destroyed the American economy. Shen Ping, an economist, also ties to the bioweapons industry, made the statement they defeated America with their bioweapon. And I want to read this. The Secretary of Defense has made the Pfizer vaccine mandatory for all active duty member wing, all active duty members. Wing requires every military member to get vaccinated by Friday, 27th, August 2021. Gee, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't that seem rather rushed? I pray every single one of you servicemen gets a hold of those fellow warriors of yours who is suing the Defense Department, who is suing. You do not have to take it. You have religious exemptions. They're lying to you. Just like that story that Pfizer was approved. It is not an approved vaccine. It is a mutagenic injection. And Doug, if we can wake up, 100 guys, 1,000 guys, are you kidding me? Giving it the Air Force? Those who are tasked with taking out enemy attacks on us? This is so sinisterly brilliant. It was planned in the boardroom of hell and Satan and his 13 counselors. And that's what Doug is hearing from the multiples. That's what Russ is hearing. When Russ started writing about the Black Awakening.
We're seeing it.
You're seeing it. You're seeing it. So people, when those of you who are believers, understand this. The food that's going to be offered for a short time to Christians is going to be denied. Then they know Kamala Harris, she just gave the game away. Buy everything now, presents, toys, okay? And I also believe that's coded. I'm not just trying to look for something. I'm going to find out what that meant. Is that before Christmas, because we're going to have shortages. Everything we're seeing is a manufactured shortage. Every stalling of all the shipping containers from China are designed to make those shelves empty. Even in Montana, I've gone to two restaurants and they closed. Two of them were closed on Saturday and Sunday with signs on the door. Closed. We ran out of food. Sysco, the SYSCO, the largest food distributor in the United States, can't deliver but 50% of what people order. 50%. So, Doug, I have said this before on your show, and I would say this, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are viewers and supporters of the Hagmann Report, you get stuff that nobody else gets. Well, you bloody goat, turn into at least a ram sheep and take the high ground. But, a bunch of goats. And Doug, there's no more time. If the time period is real, now look, ladies and gentlemen, it's fluid. Could God call the entire American church to repentance? Yes. But who's he going to do it through? Who's he going to do it through? Those of you who are still looking for the second coming of Donald Trump, the return to Donald Trump, he couldn't do what he set out to do when he was president, when he had all the authority that the president of the United States commanded. He couldn't do it. Now it's worse. So please pray for him, but don't look to him to be the one who'll deliver you. He can't do it. You can rally until you're blue in the face. Go back to the DHS statement. Those of you, we don't have to go back there, but read what they're saying. If I were to be coarse, I would say this. The conservatives talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. Would you say, Doug, that's fair out of what you read?
Yes, very fair. And I think charitable would be the response, yes.
Oh, What? And again, at the end of the day, look, I realize it's not the power, the force of my words. It's the spirit of the living God convicting people, especially Christians, as the lateness of the hour. Will God deliver his people? Absolutely. Will God deliver every one of his people? Absolutely not. Jesus told us some are going to prison, some are going to death, you know, some are here, some are there. But here's the deal. All of us, no matter what our fate is, and I really don't like saying this, our fate, you know, I wish I could say we're going to be victorious, but we're not. The devil's given 3.5 years. You still want to buy you're out of here before the tribulation started. I just got an email from a guy who basically said, I am convinced, I won't even say the state, a major cattle rancher, and he knows the lateness of the hour. He's selling his ranch, he's selling his herd, and he's getting ready to dig in. I had a lady email me today. This is important because you got to understand, we interrelate with people who are real people with real questions. One said, please forgive me. I didn't move out of a certain town in California, and basically now I'm stuck. And by the way, I believe I offered to help her move. When someone says, and especially if you're a single woman or a married woman and you're being battered by a unbelieving husband, find a relative that will take you in or find the battered women's network, and I will do my best to get you out of that situation. That's strange coming from someone who was accused, you know, of hating women, you know. It was amazing what I, you know. The point is that I'm serious about that. And again, veterans, I don't believe I have, but probably until the end of mid-September, end of September at most, to help those of you that need help. When I give the money, the specific goal and the specific purpose is to help feed you guys so you're not on the street. So you can basically go wherever you can go. And I've actually, Doug, I'm telling you, I've seen God work miracles in people's lives. One guy said, Steve, what good does food do with me? All my teeth are broken. I said, yeah, checks tomorrow or the next day. Go get your teeth fixed, and then I'll get you some food. And, I mean, that so touched my heart, you guys. People who are without anybody caring. People who could not even give a horse's, you know, rear end about anybody but themselves. And quite candidly, the self-righteous Christians that I encounter, they're the poster children for that. Well, I give to my church.
And you know what? I just want to say this. If we are to be the church then we are to be those people who help the people in need. If I'm not mistaken. So if you're out there saying, well, gee whiz, you know, for example, you know, Steve, that's great. You know, you're doing this, but then they take you on in another fashion or even for that. But yet call themselves Christians and part of the Christian church, you know, writ large, I suppose. What are you doing to help others? You know, that's because I've seen you and folks, you know, look, I just have to say this. I've seen Christianity at work through Steve Quayle. All right. What to me, what it means to be a true Christian. And I try to emulate that as best as possible. Okay, so if you sound off on a comment on this video and you haven't walked like Steve has or like I try to and help others, then what good are you? If you, especially if you identify as a part of the Christian church today. Does that make sense, Steve?
Well, of course it is, because again, Jesus basically made it clear, you know, when many will come to him in that day saying, Lord, Lord, didn't we do all these wonderful things? And Jesus said, well, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me, and when naked, you didn't clothe me, you know, or in prison, you didn't visit me. The whole point is faith without works is dead. You know, faith without works is dead. And faith is what, I love this definition, is the glue. I don't know where I read it just recently, but faith is a glue that keeps all of us held together when everything against us is trying to tear us apart. Isn't that a cool thing?
You know, yes, it is. And to me, okay, in line with what you've been saying, there are two, I don't know, threads woven throughout history, greed versus the God of the Bible or the gospel. You know, there are people who are motivated by greed and won't give a dime for anything. And then those are motivated by the gospel, by the word of God, who freely give their assistance and money to shelter the homeless, for example, or like, you know, to help fix teeth and feed the hungry or move the battered away from danger. And so we, I guess I just wanted to say that, you know, you look through history and again, the two main threads, greed and the word of God, are at opposing camps. That's all.
Absolutely. And Doug, okay, let me give you a good example. One of my friends that lives overseas says this is kind of funny. The only time Americans are going to realize that there really is a food shortage when they run out of coffee and they run out of donuts. Now, I'm not kidding you. Here's the title. This just came in on Zero Hedge. Krispy Kreme warns donut price inflation to hit next month. And again, look at America's, sugar addiction and obesity. Nothing attacks look, I don't eat donuts. Bottom line is, I know a lot of people do. But what was interesting is from someone in a different part of the world, how that culture sees Americans. And quite candidly, the morbid obesity was planned all along, because with it comes diabetes, with it comes heart disease, with it comes all these different things that the medical, and I'm not talking about doctors now, I'm talking about the medical assassins and the pharmaceutical assassins basically make billions and trillions of dollars on. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to see, now I think coffee, and I say this again, Doug sells a coffee brand. I think it's the most important barter item. It's more important. It is. Because if in Bozeman, I think I made the statement. So ladies and gentlemen, while you can get the coffee, get it ASAP. Because people, Doug, is this true? And I'm not a coffee drinker. I drink massive amounts of iced tea. But the point is that isn't it true that people can get edgy when they don't have their coffee?
Just ask Eric, is it true? he doesn't drink coffee. I do. Let me tell you what I've drank. I think I drank my entire inventory, here. Yes. You get edgy? Oh, heck yes, Steve. You want to go? Let's go.
I've seen Doug pick up refrigerators and throw them.
with or without coffee.
Then I got to pick them up off the floor.
Exactly.
Well, and here's the deal, you know. I mean, I know, and coffee does have absolute health benefits, okay? But I'm telling everybody, when people say, what's the best barter, it's going to be coffee. What's a pound of coffee worth when somebody basically has, I'll just make something up. What's a pound of coffee worth? Someone says, I'll give you an ounce of silver, and silver is $100. People will do anything. And Bozeman, again, I'm sure it's like this all over the world, you know, and I mean, LA, higher population densities. But there are cars sometimes that go 20 deep for their favorite, I'm talking 20 in a line, and for Bozeman, that's a big deal, to basically get their cup of coffee. And they wait patiently, and that's kind of interesting to me, for that cup of coffee. And I sat and I watched it and I observed. And what's interesting, Doug, is that the average family that has been so devastated by the Chinese bioweapon attack on the economy, which Shen Ping, economist for China, also in the bioweapons section, said, we defeated America. We've destroyed their economy. We've destroyed their this. We've destroyed their that. And all under the watchful eye of the Democrats who were on their payroll. Oh, and by the way, the Republicans are on their payroll. Well, that's slander. No, it isn't, because the Australian intelligence service released a report on who got how much money from whom. And ladies and gentlemen, you may not want to believe it, but I want you to understand something. The rules of engagement when the United States is finally attacked is they will take no prisoners. Dave Hodges, I've talked about it. Jeff Nyquist has talked about it. Jeff, probably the most prolific author and of what it's going to be like. And have you noticed, Doug? Here's an
exclamation. Before you go on, I just to kind of put an exclamation point after that sentence. Again, sitting across from an individual who engaged in this ground level war in which we face, prisoners are liabilities. We don't take prisoners. We won't take prisoners.
Well, and that's the thing. That's called no quarter, I believe. I'm going to send this to you, Doug, right now. And maybe I should read part of it. But I want, you know, if Eric, if you can blow this up, maybe compress it and blow it up. Because I think this is really important that people understand John D. Rockefeller's Masonic creed, okay? I want people to, I'll just read a couple of it, you know. This is, this is the plan. It's a wow moment, okay? So I'm sending this to you right now, and I don't mind taking away, you know, because this is real time, ladies and gentlemen. You get to sit in the conversations. This is a good example of one that Doug and I would be having off air.
Exactly.
Not totally, but, you know, and I got to blow this up because of my eye's sake, but I'm going to read this. You know, he describes dealing with the common people. Ladies and gentlemen, you're considered a peon. And a peon is not, and by the way, that's no disrespect to any nationality. It's a respect to anybody other than the elitists, okay? I'll read this whole thing, but I want you to make sure, Doug, you see it, okay? The John D. Rockefeller text, Masonic Creed, quote, and everything I'm quoting, we will cut their lives short and keep their minds weak while pretending to do the opposite. We'll use our science of we'll use our knowledge of science and technology in subtle ways so they never see what happens. We'll use soft metals, aging accelerators, and cleaning aids and calming agents in both food and water and air wherever they turn to poison. I need to read that again because it's kind of broken up a little bit. We will use soft metals, aging accelerants, and calming agents in both food and water and air wherever they turn to poison. Fluoride, the soft metals make them lose lose their minds. We'll promise to find a cure from our many funds, and yet we'll give them more poison. Chemical toxins will be absorbed by the skin of morons who believe certain hygiene and beauty products presented by great actors and musicians will bring eternal youth to their faces and bodies. And through their thirsty and hungry mouths, we will bring their minds and systems destruction, destroying their internal organs of reproduction. However, their children are born disabled and deformed, and we'll hide this information. The poison will be hidden in everything around them, in what they drink, what they eat, what they breathe, and carry. We need to be resourceful in spreading the toxins, which is another word for poisons, because they can see far. We teach them that poison is good, with funny records and music tones on TV. Those who search for it will be helpful. We will register them to expel our poison. They will see that our products are used in film, and they'll get used to it and will never know their true effect. If they give birth, we'll spray poison in their children's blood and convince them that we are helping them. We'll start earlier when their minds are young. We'll focus their children on what children love most, sweet things. When their teeth spoil, we fill them with metals that kill their minds and steal their future. When their learning capacity is affected, we've made medicines that make them sicker and cause other diseases, for which we will make even more medicines. We'll make them docile and weak. Here you go, Doug. By our strength, they'll become depressed, slow, and obese. And when they come to us for help, we'll give them more poison. We'll focus our attention on money and material goods so that they never, we will focus our attention on money and material goods so that they never connect with their inner selves. We'll distract them with, theories. This is broken up. It should be, we will focus their attention on money and material goods so that they never connect with their inner selves. We'll distract them with theories, outward pleasures, and video games so they never become one with the unity of all. Their spirit will be ours. They will do as we say. If they refuse, we find ways to implement technology that changes the mind and their minds and life. We'll use fear as our weapon. We'll establish their governments. We'll create opposition within them. We'll own both sides. We'll always hide our goal, but we'll continue our plan. They will do the work for us, and we will be prosperous of their toil. Our families will never deal with theirs. Our blood must be pure, because it is. We'll make sure they kill each other if they are against us. We'll keep them separated from unity through dogma and religion. We'll control all aspects of their lives and tell them what to think and how to think. We'll kindly guide them, make them believe they are guiding themselves. We'll spark hostility between them through our factions. When a light shines between them, we'll extinguish it by spot or death, which suits us best. In other words, they'll kill the truth tellers. Take a glass of water here. We will make them tear their hearts apart and kill their own children. We'll achieve this with hatred as our ally, anger as our friend. Hate will bind them completely, and they'll never realize that in their conflicts we'll be their leaders. They will be killing each other. They'll bathe in their own blood and kill their neighbors as long as we see they are against us. We will benefit greatly from this because they will lose. Because they cannot see us. We'll continue to prosper after their wars and their deaths. We'll repeat this until our ultimate goal is reached. We'll continue to let them live in fear and anger. We'll give them images and sounds. We'll use all the tools we have to achieve this. The tools are delivered by their work. We will make them hate themselves and their neighbors. We will always hide the divine truth from them, that we are all one. He can never know that. I think that should be, they can never know that. They must never know color is an illusion. They must always believe that they are not equal. Drop by drop, we continue with our goal. We'll take over their lands, resources, and wealth to control them. We'll deceive them into accepting laws that will steal the few freedoms they have. We will set up a money system that will shut them down forever, keeping them and their children in debt. If we band them together, we will accuse them of murder and present another story to the world because we own all the media. We will use the media to control the flow of information and their feelings to our advantage. If they stand up against us, we will crush them like bugs because they are less than that. They won't do anything about it. Gee, does that sound like, Doug, what you just read? Well, crush them like bugs because they're less than that. Ladies and gentlemen, they're calling you insects and they want to shove insects down your throat.
Yes. Now, let me add something here because you're going to get a lot of pushback on this because, okay, John D. Rockefeller, just to be clear, was born in 1839, died in 1937. All right. Now, what you just read in there, and I want to make this really clear because, again, you're going to get pushback from this. How could John D. Rockefeller talk about video games in 19, you know, whenever this creed was? Okay, so when you, for example, when you search out that, you come across this, these fact checkers. Just real quick. Did tycoon John D. Rockefeller pen this Masonic creed as it's known, with instructions to the elite and how to control the masses? Now, hang on a second, folks. And this big, big sign, no evidence of such a creed connected to John D. Rockefeller exists. The text attributed to him in a social media post traces back to no further than 2002. To a similar post not attributed to Rockefeller, and the purported creed makes reference to video games, which you did, which were not invented by the time Rockefeller died in 1937. Okay, hold the phone right there. Folks, okay, understand this. The Rockefeller, that what you just heard is a conglomerate of John D. Rockefeller's, you know, the philanthropist, right? Okay. His creed, unpublished, okay, or published, but not widely distributed, along with additions and refinements of the foundation attributed to the foundation. And this is the issue, because when you have people saying, oh, no, that's false. What Steve read, that's false. Well, hold on just one second. Look, Joseph Goebbels, the master manipulation, said this. It is the absolute right of the state to supervise the formation of public opinion. Think of the press as a great keyboard on which the government can play. And false experts are noted in so many are used. False experts are used to fact check stuff like this. For example, in the book "Manufacturing Consent: The Political Economy of the Mass Media," published in 1988, by Edward Herman and Noam Chomsky. The propaganda model also incorporates experts to confirm the official slant on the news taken for granted by media personnel and the elite, but are often resisted by the general population. So the reason I mention that is ignorance lends itself to manipulation by the forces that mold public opinion. So if you think that was all BS because of, for example, you fact check that, okay, you don't understand how this all works, how propaganda works. Steve, I just wanted to save you from
that. No, thank you for clarifying it. I want to make it clear that the Deagle Report was associated with the Rockefeller Foundation. I have interviewed people that worked for them. I've interviewed actual people that were in their laboratories. I've interviewed some guys, a couple of them 15 years ago, that were their bodyguards. You've got to understand philanthropy is on the face, but what is the elite? And the thing about the pure bloodlines, it's just like Snopes. The lady, one of the ladies that's a fact checker for Snopes just got busted for her, let's just say this, less than honest thing. And Doug, thank you for that, because it really should say that's the creed. It's like the book Morals and Dogma by Albert Pike. He talks about Lucifer as a god they serve. Now, that's in his book. But ladies and gentlemen, everything there is what we're seeing now, the vaccines, the vaccination. And again, here's how propaganda works. You can take a little bit of this and you can, and people will add to it all the way along the way. But you can't deny what's happening, because again, what has had the war against natural health and any type of human immunity and about even herd immunity, that's all being attacked. And so the ultimate goal of the eugenicists, of which the Rockefeller Foundation is absolutely on order, and you can't deny David Rockefeller's statement of being accused of one world order. He said, I plead guilty to it. You can't deny the facts. And by the way, you know, people, the guy that sent that to me, he should have been more clear, and I should have had time to fact check it, but thank you, Doug, for doing it.
It's not untrue. It's true. Yeah. It's just tweaked.
It's a composite. That's
yes.
a good
one. Yes.
It's a composite of different statements. But see, this is the same reason why people they don't believe in a conspiracy. The conspiracy simply means two or more people agreeing ahead of time, usually to an illegal action that by their combined efforts, they will bring about the illegal action. I'll make it even easier. It's a Hegelian dialectic. You generate the problem, you create the solution, and your solution brings about what would be called synthesis, your desired result. Oh, we have the bioweapon. Oh, we have the vaccine. Oh, our desired result, killing the world's population. Now, I don't give a rat's behind what people want to deny it. And Doug, I have friends that still believe that Donald Trump's coming back. Brothers and sisters, that's not even in the cards at this point, because it's later than we all think. And, you know, Doug, I think this is really a critical issue. Everything that comes out of the mainstream media is a lie. Yeah. Famous John Swinton made this statement, and this was in the early 1900s. I forget the exact date, but he said, at best, the American press is nothing but prostitutes. We are the vassals of rich men's control. Something along that, Swinton, Swinton. And again, I'm quoting it, you know, from memory, trying to go at 2,000 miles an hour. But the thing is problematic, ladies and gentlemen. It's just like this. Why would this entire fiasco in Afghanistan happen if it wasn't on purpose? Well, I can tell you this, a certain, you know, chicken manure general could have stopped this whole thing, and he didn't. I can tell you this, that $95 billion of your tax money just went to arm the Taliban, who now is bragging, mocking U.S. Marine Corps of having their own special forces, all courtesy of America. They have all the databases of every American. They have the DNA. They have the files. Ladies and gentlemen, this is criminal treason. This is the debauchery of the U.S. military. And now we're saying, and I guess, Doug, who knows how long we've got as a nation, but you and I and we have got to come to grips with the fact that this is no longer the America that was. This is the disunited states. There are warring factions. There are people in government who control government that are full-scale fallen angels. They can even minister. The Bible says they can come as angels of light. They can also take on earth shape, meaning they can take on the form of a human being. But they're not human. They're non-human intelligence. And that's who's control Washington, D.C. right now. So if says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, you better get hold. I better get hold. We better get hold of the weapons that are mighty through God.
You know, Steve, you've written extensively through your books, and folks, I would urge everyone, if you haven't perused Steve's library of books, DVDs and such, do so now. Go to stevequayle.com and do that. And especially, you know what, especially if you only could like grab one thing. And Steve, let me ask you this. Out of all of your works, if you can only grab one thing, if I just had like, I don't know, just enough money to buy one thing of yours, I would buy Extinction Protocol DVDs. I don't know. What do you think?
I think that that's what I would tell people to buy too.
Okay.
And the thing is that simply because of this, those are some of the smartest people in the world. And I'm not including myself in that statement. I'm just the guy that put the conference together. But the totality, that's what I'm saying, of the brilliance of those different speakers I'm not flattering anybody. And Doug, you know, with this time frame, I know there's never going to be another, you know, whatever conference, you know, True Legends conference. And I know this, that, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be built up in the faith, the book that is the most important to me, the last book I ever wrote, the last book I'll ever write, is Jesus, the Premise of the Promise.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's that important. People are teaching Bible studies. It's all scripture, but it's also how God took somebody like me that was basically a castaway from society. You know, look, I went from the uttermost to the guttermost because I believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. The story of the redemption of Jesus, that God sent his son to die for me and my sin. And when I heard that, I was in sin. Well, I was in sin on hypersonic sin. But the bottom line is it struck a chord. Only God could forgive somebody like me, because only, as I understand the gospel, could provision be made for people like me. And that's why I say, Doug, your platform, the platform that we're both blessed to be, and you share it with me on Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, this touches people's lives all over the world. So again, I say thank you. Again, I say thank you. And again, you know, when something's the last, it's the last. I'm praying I get the movie Mega Drought, Vanishing Waters, out so you to see, because again, every day there's at least a half a dozen headlines of shortages on the store shelves, of truck strikes. In Britain, Great Britain, the store shelves are empty and they're blaming it on the lorry drivers. They call what we call our 18-wheelers, they call lorries. And ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is the trucking industry in the United States will be shutting down. They're going to starve us into submission. By the way, I'm just getting an article right now coming on my email, Doug, that four Marines have been killed in Kabul during an, right. I think they originally thought there might be three.
Right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, and let me quote the entity that has destroyed all of America's preeminence. Can I tell you, Doug, this is one of the things that we don't have time to talk about. But the deals that are going on in the background where Russia's promising to protect the Arab Emirates, including Saudi Arabia, promising to protect different allies of ours that were facing the Chinese threat. There are so many secret deals and treaties being signed now. And guess what? America has become a hissing in the nostrils of the nations against us. And ladies and gentlemen, you'll be surprised when the nuclear weapons fly. When you'll just be surprised who'll be launching them, because both France and Germany are nuclear powers. Even though Germany's not an open nuclear power, it truly possesses nuclear weapons. And by the way, Iran, they have nuclear weapons already. So the entire dialogue coming across the mainstream press that they're working towards the enrichment of plutonium and they're, you know, different this base, different that base, it's all irrelevant, because in the 20 years ago, the father of Pakistan's atom bomb was selling fissionable materials, selling nuclear triggers. The black market for nuclear materials and everything associated with the delivery of them, that it was common knowledge. You could buy it. And many of the Arab states did. Many of the Muslim states did. And so there's a lot of nukes, pun intended, a lot of nukes out there. And so what's important is that there are sites that monitor the different, if you will, transportation. And the only way you can assume it's transportation is along highways, for instance, there will be massive radiation spikes in the different countries that monitor background radiation. There, I would say this, there's more movement of nukes right now than storms around the country, storms around the world. There are monster storms around the world. So I'm not trying to scare anybody, okay? And again, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to understand, throw out the Rockefeller quote, but understand the Deagle Report was linked to them. Understand the Deagle, John Deagle. And if you even search that, they'll say, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory. Let me explain something. The Central Intelligence Agency, in conjunction with others, developed the word fear porn and conspiracy theory. they use it over and over to, how do I say this, dissuade people away from the truth. Just like hiding the truth about real history in a lot of science fiction films. And so now that we're in the great period of uncovering, all of the lies that have been given to the American public about true history, ancient history, pre-Adamic history, they're going to come out. And when the Luciferians announce the truth, they'll be seeming like the ones that told the truth. And meanwhile, the majority of Christians believed a lie. So what we're trying to do with this podcast and others, Doug, is offset the multi-pronged attack on the Christian faith. And Jesus even gave us a hint at how perplexing it's going to be when he said, when he returns, will he find faith in the earth?
Isn't that... What do I say to that? I mean, sir, look at what's happening today, and how can we answer that question, or how should we? Obviously, we know the answer to that question, I should say.
Well, we know the answer, but you know, I when I hear that scripture, it makes me shudder a little bit. I said, God, please keep me until the end. I want to make this clear. We know from the scripture, God will never suffer us to go through anything more than we can handle, but we'll make a way of escape. And that's a wonderful promise. But with all of the stuff coming, we must look to Jesus. Now, I want to say something. I don't believe in Christian platitudes. One of those platitudes would be, oh, just trust God. Excuse me? What does that mean? Well, I know God's got everything under control, so I don't have to take it out of his hands. So let me ask you this. What are you doing for the kingdom? Oh, I don't have to do anything for the kingdom because grace is free. No, I literally have these kinds of conversations. I scratch my head and I go, brother, sister, show me that in the scripture. I'll take you to the book of James. And James says, faith without works is dead. James says, show me your works and I'll believe you have faith. You know, what is it called in the military? People that pretend to have been in the military? After
stolen valor.
I'm sorry?
Stolen valor.
Yeah, stolen valor. The wannabes, the never were, the never could bees. I mean, I remember I broke fellowship over with one of my friends who was a Christian. And he claimed he was a Navy SEAL, kind of. Well, he was a helicopter gunner that basically had Navy SEALs they transported from point A to point B. He said he's in the military. And he was. He was the worst pistol shot I've ever seen in my life, okay? I paced him off from about maybe 10 feet max, put a paper plate on a tree, and we were safe where we're shooting. Gave him a Ruger and one of the first Ruger semi-automatic pistols. I forget the specific model number. And Doug, he couldn't hit the plate. And when I watched how he handled the weapon, I said, that guy's never shot before. So there's a lot of people that will steal valor. And when you hear somebody knocking, Craig Sawyer, and the guys like him who have gone out and done it because they love this country, tell them, shut the hell up, because they have done nothing. They have done nothing. They stay in motion so they can't be served with further papers. They slander behind the assassination weapon of choice, the keyboard.
Yep.
And I got to tell you something. You know this, that no matter how much you do, the do-nothings will always try and control the narrative.
And the do-nothings, or the people who assail those who are attempting to do something or doing things, are the very one, or the very people who are, in my view, have put us in the position we find ourselves today, whether it be, being part of the Afghanistan mess, or being part of the election theft, or being part of, pick a problem And those very people are the ones responsible for it, in my view. That's how I believe that, which is why we have to defend those who need defending, or defend those who deserve our defense, so people don't fall for the BS, because there's so much BS out there. I mean,
it is. And again, you know, one of the things I would encourage everybody to look up after this program, go look up Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Then look at the 13th point. I think it's the 13th rule. I'm not doing it, but if somebody wanted to write a book, the 13th rule, that could explain Donald Trump's entire presidency, in my opinion, how the perpetual continual attack, even after he's no longer president. And it's attack the target, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up, never let up. When one thing seems to give way, bring up a new. That's how they destroyed the country. And by the way, 94.7% of the people evacuated by U.S. from Afghanistan are not even Americans. You don't think there is a hatred towards white people from the most sinisterly treacherous white people in Washington? And I still cannot wrap my mind around it, okay? No, I understand it. I know historically. So in essence, the destruction of the white, and listen, Doug, here's a question. How will you react with beyond sheer anger and rage if all those people who are Americans are left in Afghanistan with no hope of retreat and they're taken hostage, just like the Iran situation, for future bartering? Oh, and the women don't just get to be bartered. We all know what they're doing to the women right now. And oh, by the way, ISIS has reformed, calling Taliban basically terrorism in light and doing the most horrific things again to women, beheading them, stoning them, burying in their, you know, up to their, I mean, every cruel and unusual torture. And that Biden entity and all of these entities, how dare they butcher? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll make it easy for you. The Luciferians and the people left behind are the sacrificial lambs. Think about it.
Yep.
94.7% of the people evacuated by the U.S. from Afghanistan are not Americans. And then they're worried about 100 terrorists or 1,000 terrorists coming in. Doug, a nation that goes insane, or I should say this, a nation that goes profane ultimately goes insane. And I believe this nation is struck with madness and insanity. And I believe that there is no pulling the nation back. I don't care how many rallies, because there's been no repentance.
Thank you. Yes.
One of my pet peeves, and look, I'm sorry, the ratio of false prophets to true prophets is 400-1. And one of my pet peeves about all the Trumpists, the blowing the trumpet for the second coming, or the second, term of Donald Trump, they never used the R word, repent. Never.
Nope.
No, and the president himself didn't. He tried to be all things to all people, to appeal to all groups, to make sure he was reelected. Biden said before the election, you know, we've got the best people in the world to steal the election?
So
here's the thing. Ladies and gentlemen, the C word I hate more than anything is cruel. C-R-U-E-L. You're watching cruelty beyond imagination when, what is it now, 12,000 elderly people are believed to have been murdered under Cuomo's governorship when he sent anybody with any type of health issue over a certain age.
Yes, and Steve, if I can just jump in here. Okay, so he was removed because of the sex scandals and the issues with respect to what he did with women and such. That took away from the real issue of the murderous activity by Cuomo himself with respect to the elderly population, putting them into these, essentially these encampments, and left them to die.
Okay. Death camps, Doug.
Right. And yet, okay, what's everyone focused on? The sex scandals. Salacious, perhaps, but not the real issue. The real issue is the murdering, and I mean, in my view, the murdering of the elderly and the intentional murder. And you know that cousin It from Pennsylvania, that's the assistant director of health or whatever, Dickless Levine. You know, where's, of course, he did the same thing. Where's he at now? Cousin It. Okay. We haven't heard from that cretin in a while. But see, people don't hear this stuff. They only hear, you know, the stuff like, oh, the sex stuff. So this is all part of the propaganda machine, Steve. I just had to throw that in there.
No, Doug, I think that's really critical because again, propaganda ends up in pogroms. I want to say that again. That's really important, a historical point. Propaganda turns into pogroms. A pogrom is the intentional destruction of a given identified, usually it can be an ethnic group, it can be a political group, of the enemies of whichever totalitarian regime is in power at the time they begin the pogrom. I told everybody for 26 years, the formula I was given, IVND, it almost looks like a Roman numeral, I guess, but identify, vilify, nullify, destroy. Kamala Harris told you point blank, they have lists, identified. Christians, you're the cause of all the world's problem. Vilify, nullify, you're not going to take the card and you're not going to be able to live. And then ultimately destroy. People didn't believe it. When it happened over, excuse me, people didn't believe it as long as it only happened overseas. And Doug, still, there would be people that will listen to this program and think that we're just trying to scare people. I told people I'd like to scare the hell out of them so they get heaven into them. But scaring people is not what this is about. God said his people basically die. They expire. They disappear because they reject knowledge. Not because he doesn't give it to them, but because they don't want to hear it. How about this? This just came in while we're talking. I know we're closing out the hour pretty soon, but here's a headline. North America's largest wholesale food distributor forced to delay, pause service to various customers. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, those restaurants in Bozeman and other places around the world, and keep in mind, 60% of the world's working population, I'm sorry, of the United States workers ate one meal out a day at a restaurant. United Natural Foods, now listen to this, which is another major distributor, told Bloomberg that it was also struggling to meet demand, citing labor shortages and challenges with importing certain goods. And the here is a really, you know, a hard part. That's what they're saying they're trying to do, but what is missing, not to them necessarily, is that there's nothing in the pipeline. What's going on in California's mega drought will affect the entire country. A friend of mine in Whitefish just sent me an email this morning saying he went into Costco and they're dropping lettuce because they can't get lettuce. Well, there go your salads. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the whole point. Starved unto death. Global starvation is the, if you will, the ultimate cruel and wicked plan of wicked men under Satan's control to destroy humanity. And one of the most problematic and most deadly fallen angel statements that the translation team has turned up is just the fallen angels giving each other high fives by name. By the way, you can go and look in the book of Enoch, which one, go to my website, gen6.com. There's one there. That's one of the best translations. It's free. Don't expect to read bunches of pages. It's probably, you know, 20 pages maybe at most, and, you know, just fragments of it. But what was astonishing, Doug, and this is blowing my mind. I think I brought it up once before on your show. Certainly have in mind. One of the fallen angels, the head fallen, and I'm not even going to name them because I just don't like to do that, literally is on record as saying, "Did you ever believe it would be this easy, O Lucifer?" I rest my case.
You know, I'm thanks for not naming that. Yeah, and again, to bring this to, just to bring this home to a granular on the ground, the field level. There was a person wearing a medallion with the names of the fallen angels on them. I don't know where I was going with that, except to say, boy, this is real. This is real. What you're saying is real. And
well, I think where you're going with it is obvious. They have been hidden in the past. They'll come on the scene as world rulers under Lucifer, the Antichrist.
Yeah.
You will see those entities appearing as heads of nation. By the way, I won't even tell you the nations that already have fallen angels in total control. I'll say this. The word chaos that's being generated around the planet, the creed of those who hate God is order out of chaos.
Yes.
Chaos is an actual major, major entity in the kingdom of darkness. Major. Some people claim he's Lucifer's son. Well, you know, well, Lucifer can't have sex. No, yes, he can. Incubus, succubus.
Mm-hmm.
So chaos literally is going around the world. Literally. The fallen angel slash probably Archon. There's a difference there. One of the most powerful entities directly under Satan is causing the chaos. Notice too, Doug, our U.S. military now is being thrown to the wolves. Being thrown to the wolves. I want everybody to pray for the military that still exists, that's hidden out of sight. They're not what you see from Washington. They're not mealy-mouthed, you know, heads of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They're not the people that are Marxists. They're not the people that are CTR, critical race, or CRT, critical race theory. None of those guys. But there are still some amazing men and women of God, still even some in the breakaway intelligence agencies that are trying to do what the country abandoned them. And Doug, can you imagine the morale issue over this situation when, let's just say 300, 400, 500,000, they've actually gone on record to the Defense Department saying, "We're going to court-martial them all." Good luck. You don't have enough adjutant generals to do it. And when you start court-martialing the men who are defending with their lives and the women defending with their lives this country, that's going to cause, I believe that will cause blowback. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, there will be a civil war. As passive as you know, the Republicans might be, as evil as the Democrats might be, no revolution has ever been successful without civil war, ever.
You know, what you said, if I can go back to what you said earlier about the Hegelian dialectic, because this fits right in with what you said. You know, people talk about it like, okay, I know what it means, you know, and they use that phrase, Hegelian dialectic, all the time. And Machiavellianism, all right? That term means whether a crisis is created, perhaps, or coincidental, it can be capitalized on to consolidate control. And this is what we're seeing, right? I mean, we're seeing this consolidation of control. And it doesn't matter the crisis. It could be anything from an orchestrated financial collapse to, gee whiz, a bioweapon virus and the response to it. The response to it, of course, being the crisis or the exploitation of that. So, the reason I wanted to chime in here with this is because Rahm Emanuel, of course, Obama's chief of staff, was quoted back in the New York Times in 2008 saying, "You don't ever want a crisis to go to waste. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to do important things that you would otherwise avoid." Okay, so, and this also is adhered to by Clinton and the Clintons and other people. Now, politicians, including Clinton and others, and even military people in power today, as you pointed out, they studied Machiavelli. And I just want to kind of continue here a little bit. Machiavelli provided some pretty diabolical counsel back in the day. Okay, his personal diabolical counsel, saying that one who deceives will always find those who allow themselves to be deceived. And I thought, man, what are we seeing today? You know, because again, the Hegelian dialectic is based on Machiavellianism, if you want to go that deep. But, again, one who deceives will always find those who allow themselves to be deceived. And he did go on, men are so simple and yield so readily to the desires of the moment. He who will trick will always find another who will suffer to be tricked. And again, man, what are we seeing today? And moving on just quickly here, Machiavelli's capitalizing on different crises at the time in contemporaneous to his life, of course, to consolidate control was adapted by Hegel. And that's where this all comes from. This Hegelian dialectic comes from Machiavellianism and, the Hegelian dialectics. So, again, if you look at, the Hegelian dialectic, one, like a triangle, you got one side a thesis, one side antithesis, and of course at the top would be the synthesis. And his struggle influenced, or I'm sorry, the dialectic struggle, as it's known, influenced the Darwin model of evolution, and the Hitler's Mein Kampf, who was a fan of Hegel, and of course the Machiavelli's type of activities. So Marx translated Hegelian dialectics into a political application. And here's what I think really where we're at today. And I'm quoting from notes here, so forgive me. Each synthesis, okay, part of this, becomes a new thesis. The process is repeated until all power is voluntarily relinquished by the people into the hands of a dictator who promises big government solutions, such as this vax assassination that you pointed out. Okay, so a division is created because, well, between the anti-this vaccination crowd versus the people you've got to get it, the jab, and we're seeing it now. So to create division, and I'm getting to my point. I know this is a long way around. The division that must be created, citizens must be made to stop thinking for themselves or thinking of themselves as citizens and instead be made to identify with subgroups which are pitted against each other to create division, which is the antithesis, which means today we've got to see that revolution or that civil war that you just mentioned. I don't know if that made sense.
Well, right. And what you're really saying, and I mean, just to shorten it up, you know, Machiavelli, you know, years ago I read The Prince, okay? That's his book. But never attempt to win by force what can be won by deception. That's what the Chinese have done all along, you know? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, again, and one of the only Machiavelli statements that I really like is the one that basically says, being unarmed causes one to be despised. Ladies and gentlemen, the disarmament crew despises you. That's the last, Doug. That's the last bastion of freedom to fall. And they will use foreign troops. They will use the military. You're seeing going around the country, you know, east to west, north to south, tanks, Bradley fighting vehicles, all the, you know, up armored this, Humvees, and the guns, weapons, everything, you know. It is just important that people understand this, you know. it just is, I guess I'm saying in a passionate way, you have very few days left. I have very few days left. We have very few days left. Look at where last year went. I mean, look at how long the lockdown went, and look at, you know, already it's fading in memory. And then Pelosevich, as you know, comrade, is getting ready to now call for another lockdown. And ladies and gentlemen, she's going to equate the Christian right with the Taliban, even though the Taliban are murdering our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ right now. Doug, have I made the point that what's going on with the abandonment of the Christians and Americans is a Luciferian sacrifice as the very powers of hell claim Afghanistan with all of its lithium, with all of its opium? By the way, the Taliban is the first $1 trillion terrorist group.
Thanks to this government of the United States.
Thanks to that one entity and all the support entities around him. And so does it piss me off big time? Yes. When they're plotting, by the way, the Democrats, they made war on God. They don't want God in their platform because Lucifer would get mad. And so when you get the conglomerate, the blob, the Borg of the rhinos, the Republicans in name only, and the sickos and the demos and all of these entities working to destroy this country, because guess what? Hey, I got $250 million in an offshore account. Uh-oh, somebody changes a password, and this is the literal situation, and I can't access it. Well, here's the deal. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now where the point is that when you can't eat, things change. Your attitude, your mind, you can't focus, you can't concentrate. When you begin to starve, watch the movie Alone and see some of those men there, they had a little bit of weight to begin with, but they started to lose their mind. They had heart palpitations. This is designed, and oh, Doug, I pray that I literally pray to the Lord that I can make this point clear. The extinction of Christianity, just as in Queen Esther's day, lies before us. And every Christian has a duty to go in before the King of Glory, the Lord God of heaven, and beseech him. Because he's given us his scepter already through Jesus Christ, his son. God, stop the senseless slaughter of our brothers and sisters. Don't let this be laid at our feet also. And because Queen Esther was obedient, all the Jews weren't murdered. They weren't all hung. And who was it? Haman got hung on his own gallows that he erected for the others. Ladies and gentlemen, if there was ever a textbook definition of treason being played out moment by moment on the shame TV, shame on them for allowing us to be taken out. Do you really think they fare well? Guess who some of the first people murdered are when the no quarter comes in? Journalists, the willing dupes. And all these people that have sold out to Chinese, guess what? It's tickets. Shook. It's tickets. There'll be no quarter shown. Yeah. Every man, woman, and child is in their sights. Dave Hodges' article. Again, I repeat to it. So do you think, Doug, today, our listening audience, primarily in the United States, North America, and also those countries like Britain and Australia and New Zealand, the Five Eyes country, do you think that it's strange that all of those nations that are comprised or that are there as pretty much Anglo-Saxon nations are working overtime to kill their own populations? What makes, here, I'm going to leave my last
1 minute, Steve, one okay. minute.
What
not
makes,
even.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, what you see running the world are not human beings. They're fallen angels. And use your time left with your breath to seek God, pray, and come against an imprecatory prayer, the devils that are.
Amen, brother, and amen. Steve Quayle, thank you so much. SteveQuayle.com. Steve, we're out of time. God bless you. Thank you so much, man. I love you, brother.
Thank you, Doug. Blessings.
Blessings. Folks, that'll do it for us tonight. May God bless each and every one of you. Have a great night.